Okay, so today is Daf Yud. We are on the first word of Daf Yud. Just to remind ourselves, where we left off yesterday was that there was the case of the little chatzar going into the big chatzar, and we said, if you hold that a lechi could be on the outside of the mavui, and you can't even see the lechi if you're in the mavui, so then why can't this be a situation of I have a lechi in this side and a lechi on this side? And it's 10 amos going into 11 amos. Why not? Have a lechi right here. So you can't see it on the inside. So what? This is actually wrong. It should be like this. So what? So why can't you have a...
Where's
the lechi? The lechi's here. And here. The two edges are the lechis. Right? So why not? And we said, well, maybe they're going to be too big, they're too wide. So we said, no, it's a 10 amas going into 11 amas. So there's only one amma, an amma six tvachim, you got three on each side, and therefore, what's the problem? And then we said, well, maybe it's going to be 4 and 2. And we had Lovett in here somehow. Right.
Where's the mavoi in this picture?
Here. It's not a mavoi, it's a chatzar. Going into another chatzar. That's going to be the answer.
So why do you,
you don't. That's the answer. Now, so we said, well, maybe it's... Well, we said, well, love is only three tvachim, and it's exactly three tvachim, so you can't do love it. So we said, wait a minute, maybe it's four and two. And if it's 4 and 2, on one side you have a lechi. And all you need is one lechi. And we answered, no, we didn't give the answer yet, and here's the answer. Rebbe hi. The answer is, this is a sheet of Rebbe, the Amar be'inan shnei pasin. For a chatzar, you need two pasin. Passing the board. You can't get away with a lechi from chatzar to chatzar. A lechi is only for a mavui, and here we're talking about two chatzars, and therefore you can't use a lechi. Therefore you have to have two passing, and you only have one pass over here, on the four side. The two sides too small. Titania, chatzar need terrace per pass echad. A chatzar is good enough with one pass. Rabbi Yom, Rabbi Shnei passing, you need two passing. Okay? Now 1 second. That doesn't...
Pasa means
extensions. Pasa means extensions, exactly. Okay? Now, if that's true, then what possessed the Gemara to say that it was a case of 10 going into an 11? Why does it have to be like that? Why? So, hi mai, what's going on here? I amrit bishlam anir mi bachutz v'shavim mifnim eino nidon mishum lechi. If you're on the inside, and if on the outside you see the lechi, but on the inside you don't, that makes perfect sense. Rebbe savarla k'Rabbi Yossi. Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yossi. What Rabbi Yossi? On Daf Yudalid, Rabbi Yossi is going to say that you have to have a lechi of at least 3 tvachim. That's his shita. You have to have a lechi of at least 3 tvachim. V'drab zera v'drabina lesa. And we don't hold like Reb Zera. And we don't hold like Ravina. Reb Zera said that the walls of the mavui number one go, or this chatzah number one, go further deep. And if they go further deep, you can't say lavud. You can't be a lechi if they go further deep. We don't hold like that. And Ravina said it's off-center. We don't hold like that either. Right?
So what that means, going further deep.
The walls go this way. We did it yesterday. The walls go this way. So if the walls continue into the chatzar, you can't, there's no lechi. So we don't hold like that. We're not saying that answer. We're not saying that. We're also not saying what Ravina said. Ravina said yesterday that the entrance is off-center, so it's 4 and 2. It's like this, 4 and 2. We're not saying that either. So what are we saying? That a lechi has to have at least 3 tvachim, right? And we don't give any other teretz. The walls don't go deeper. It's not off center. None of those answers. So mishum hachi kitana be'eser gedola, kitana be'eser for gedola ba'achas asrei. If that's true, then yeah, 100%. This has to be 10, and that has to be 11. Why? Mishum the Rebbe savala k'rabiosi, because you have to have at least 3. However, elei amrit. But 1 second, if you're on the outside and you see the wall, And that should count as a lechi, even though on the inside it doesn't look like a lechi whatsoever. And we're going to hold like Reb Zeira and Ravina to give other answers that the walls extended deeper or was off center. And Rebbe does not hold like Reb Yossi, so you can have a wall less than 3. Then why 10 and why 11? Why was those dimensions? Gedola ba'achas is very lomely. Why does the big one have to be 11? Mimanafshach. If you want to be matter carrying in the big one, be'eser shnei tvachim zagi. With 10 and 2 tvachim is enough. Why? Why is 10 and 2 tvachim enough? Because then you'll have a little bit more, you'll have a little bit walls on the sides, a little bit. That's all you need. Right? And if it's for the smaller mavui, then there should be a bigger difference between the small and the big. Mishrei kind of means to us or the small. The general rule was that if the small goes into a big, you cannot carry in the small, you can yes carry in the big. Why is the small one 10 and the big one 11? That only makes sense. It's an extra amma, which is a half an amma on each side. And nidon, and what do you have? You have 3 tvachim and 3 tvachim on each side. The extra overextension is 3 tvachim. If it's 3 tvachim, it could be a lechi. But you know what? It's not a lechi. Why not? Because behold, it's not a lechi. It's not a valid lechi. Does everyone understand what I just said? If the small lechi, if the small area goes into the large area, right? We said yesterday, the small one's 10, the big one's 11. How much more is the big than the small? 11 minus 10 is 1. That's one half an amma on one side, which is 3 tvachim. 3 tvachim on the other side. Right? Why isn't that a good lechi? Why isn't that a good lechi? Why not? The answer is, because we must hold that if you're standing on the outside and you can see the lechi, but if you're on the inside you can't see the lechi, it's not a good lechi. That must be the pshat. There's no other pshat it could be.
Then you can never have that shaykh over the
inner. That's right. That doesn't work. It's not a lechi. But if you hold that it is a lechi, then why did the Gemara focus? There's 10 and not 11. What reason? This could be 7 and that could be 50. Or 10 and 11 and 10 and a half. Why 11? And if you want to tell me, because...
But it has to be a certain amount. You need the 10 in order to act, because otherwise you don't have the
opening. Right.
That's a given.
So the wise one has to be 11. It can be less than 11. All I need is a little amount.
But it's giving us the biggest case possible. Because you can't have any...
But a lechi has no shear. A lechi could be one... Well, we're not holding like that, Shita. We're not holding like a Biosi. That a lechi has to be 3 tvachim. It can be less. It can be anything. So why 11? It can be 10 and a half too. As long as you have a little bit on each side, that counts as a lechi. That's all. And you want to tell me, because we want to allow carrying in the bigger one, all you need is a small lechi. And you want to aser in this one? Any amount asers it. As long as you're going from one into the other, it asers it. So why does one have to be 10 and one has to be 11? Why? You know why? Elav Shmamina, Nir Mibachutz, Veshav Mifnim, Eno Nidam Mishom Lechi, Shmamina. You know why? Because it's not a good Lechi. That's why. Okay? Amar Yosef, Lo Shmili HaShmaita, I didn't hear that Vart. Amal Yabaya, Atam, because Rabbi Yosef got sick, and he lost his learning. So Rabbi Yosef says, I never heard this. So Abaya says, Amal Yabaya, what are you talking about? Amartanihilan, you told it to us. The Aha Amartan, and this is the context. This was the day you told it to us. So Amar of Rami Bar Abba, Amar of Huna, Lechi HaMosheich im Defano Shal Mavoi, Pachos Midal Ramos, Nidon Mishon Lechi. This case is as follows. You have a Mavoi. Here's the Mavoi. This part of the Mavoi, the wall is only half a wall. Let's say the wall is one amma thick. It's a very fat, thick amma. Very thick wall. At the very front of the mavui, it's a half an amma. On the inside, you have no idea about that. I'm sitting on the inside, look at the wall. From the outside, looking at the mavui, so look at this. There's an indentation over here. Because it's only half an amma thick. It's indentation. from the rest of the mavoi, from the rest of the wall. That looks like a lechi. Right? Looks like a lechi. On the outside, it looks like a lechi. On the inside, it looks like nothing. In the inside, it looks like a wall. From the outside, you see, look at this. The wall's skinnier, and then it gets fatter. That skinny part is like a lechi. So, Damar of Abba, Amar of Huna, lechi ha-mosheich im tefanos ha-mavoi. If the lechi is skinnier in the beginning of the mavoi, pachas midalat amos, as long as it's less than 4 amos long, this skinny part, nidon mishum lechi. It's a lechi. U'mishtameshim chudu panimi. And you can use the inner, you can carry there in the inner part of this lechi. Dalat amos, if this is already 4 amos long, this indentation, nidon mishum mavoi, it's considered a mavoi by itself, v'asel l'shtamish b'kulo. And then you're not allowed to carry there, because then it needs another lechi. V'atamarta lon Allah, and you told us, shmamina tlas. We'll learn three things from this brisa. Number one, shmamina bein l'chayayim asr. In between the lechi, it's asr. Because the brisa said you can only carry up to the lechi starts. But that area you can't carry in there. In the mavoi you can't carry. Number two, shmamina, we'll learn another halacha, meshech mavoi b'arba. That the length of a mavoi is 4 amos, not 4 tvachim. Ushmamina, number three, near me bechutz, v'shav mivnim, nidon mishum lechi. Near me bechutz, v'shav mivnim, is a valid lechi. We just said it's not a lechi. V'hilchisa, near me bechutz, v'shav mivnim, nidon mishum lechi. And the lechi is that if it's near me bechutz, v'shav mivnim, nidon mishum lechi. If on the outside it's a lechi, and on the inside you don't see a lechi, it's a valid lechi. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Tiyufta v'hilchisa? We just said it's not halacha. And now you're telling me we passed it that way? We just had a tiyufta above. We said, Shema Minah, it can't be that way. Yes, in yes, Mishum Datani Reb Chiya Kavosei. Since Reb Chiya taught it yesterday, he's authoritative. Remember we said that yesterday? So why would Reb Chiya bring a brisa that doesn't hold from? Obviously he holds from it. It's authoritative. Even though this brisa was rejected, it's still the halacha. Okay. That what? That's the picture that Masifta showed me.
What?
I don't make up my own pictures.
No. See this picture?
Where?
This one. It's extending into, I don't understand this picture. It's extending into Rosh
Hashanah. Maybe the different shot that they use. I don't know. That doesn't... Okay, next. Next is like this. The Mishnah said, V'harachav me'eser yimait. If the entrance of the Mavoi is bigger than 10 amos, wider than 10 amos, you gotta shrink it. You can't have an entrance to a mavoi bigger than 10 amos. And the Mishnah said, if it's bigger than 10 amos, you gotta shrink it. It's a brand new topic. Everybody can come back and listen. If it's bigger than 10 amos, you can mimayit it. It's not hard now. Amar Abaya, Tana. There's another brisa that says that. Varachem Yesha, you might. If it's bigger than 10 amos, you have to make it more narrow to be at least 10. Rabbi Huda Omer, Eino tzarech lamayit. You don't have to do that. V'ad kama, how big does Rabbi Huda allow your entrance to be? Savar Rav Achi, Kamei de Rav Yosef, Lamemar, Ad shlosha esri amah v'shlish. 13 1/3 amos. It could be up to 13. Where do you get that number from? 13 1/3 amos. Kal v'chomer, mipasei biroz. It's a kal v'chomer from the case of Passe Biros. What's Passe Biros? So here's a story. If you have a water well, in the middle of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, now you're not allowed to get water out of that well. Why? Because you're in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the well's deeper than 10 Tvachim, assuming, it's deeper than 10 Tvachim, which is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You carry from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So that was a problem. A guy's traveling on Yontif with animals, whatever it is. So they made up a kula. They said like this, you could put an L-shaped post, 4 corners, so you have a little bit of a wall, a little bit of a wall, on all 4 corners, and you've sort of enclosed the well, and for tzar of the animals will allow you to go down and get the water from the well. Okay? What's the shear, the distance between these two posts? It's a square. The answer is 13 1/3 amos. Where'd that number come from? That's the number of oxen, 8 cows or 8 oxen that you could fit into that area so they could drink. You can get the water from the well and they could drink. And that was a normal amount of people, of oxen that you had on your caravan. That was the shear. Okay? So, says Rabbi Yehuda, if I allow 13 and a third amos on such a fake wall, such a fake made-up kind of wall, so for sure in a mavo you can have 13 and a third amos. Kal v'chomer, mi pasi biros. Ma pasi biros. Sha'atar tebehen parts mubal amud. We're allowing more open space than closed space. It's a funny thing. So open. I'll leave a little L-shaped post at the corner. What did that help? We're allowing it. So, and there's much more open space than closed space. Much more. Right? Lo etar teben yosem yishal shesyam v'shlish. The maximum share is 13 and a third. So mavui. A mavui. Shlo etar tebo parts mubal amud. By a mavui, we don't allow that. If you have more openings than closures, you have problems. Right? So for sure, the entranceway could be up to 13 and a third. For sure. Says the Gemara. The Hino Senes. Just the opposite. Look at the Rashi, the Hino Senes. It's about 5-6 lines from the bottom. You want to bring me a kal v'chomer that's the shear of a mavui 13 and a third, just the opposite. Because we don't allow by a mavui, you can't have more open space than closed space. Right? He no senes, he no senes, tam leheter. That's exactly why it should be mutter. That's exactly the opposite reason. The Hasam who the Ikala Omed Muad Mishum Hachi Lowatar Tabiosim Mishoshasim Vishosh. By the case of the Pasi Biros, it's all open. There's no walls whatsoever. So therefore, the maximum shear is 13 and a third. Abul Mavui, the Ruba Sasam. Most of it's closed. So Shari Litzvei should be even bigger shear. Kind of Kavachomer is that? Let me get any sense at Kavachomer? So the Gemara answers no. Pasi Biros. We have matured more open space than closed space. Right? The maximum share is 13 and a third. Mavui. A mavui. Right? We don't allow parts of Al-Amud. We don't allow that. So Tatiba Yosi. Yosi Megimel. It should be more than 13 and a third. Doesn't make any sense. The Gemara is explaining what I said, what Rashi said. What Rashi would explain to the Gemara. If the only reason why Pasi Bros is 13 and a third is because we're being so makel on the fact that it's so open. So it's open, we closed it off a tiny amount. Alright, 13 and a third is the maximum shear. But if most of the movie is closed, meaning the walls, the three walls are mostly closed, why can't it be more than 13 and a third?
What's the maximum width of the mavui?
10.
10, right.
And Rabbi Yehuda said there's no, it's not 10. But what is it according to Rabbi Yehuda? It could be a mile? No, 13 and a third. Where do you get the number from?
The
length?
We're talking about
the opening.
The opening for a while. I'm talking about in general, the maximum width of a mavui.
10.
Is 10.
Right. I think there might be cases where the entrance is 10, and once you're in there, it could be wider. That's true. What's the maximum width? I don't know. Correct. If it's bigger than one, if wider than 10, the entrance has got to be 10. What goes on in there, it could be wider. How wide? I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
Is it my answer, or is it part of the question?
It's part of the question. We're not going to answer it. The question, the Gemara's leave it as a question. So, it doesn't make sense. If it's more closed off than open, why can't it be more than 13 and a third? It doesn't make sense. V'oh, v'inami, lidach kisa. And I'll tell you another question. Pasi biros, da kilos ba chad kula. Pasi biros, we have one kula. What's one kula? That there's more open space than closed space. And still, you're allowed to draw water from the well. So, a kilo ba kula achmina. We give you another kula. What's the other kula?
13 and a third.
What?
13 and a third.
Right, exactly. Mavui, klal lo. Mavui doesn't have any of these kulas. We don't allow more open space. So how could you be in Kal v'chomer from Pasi Biros? And then Gemara goes on to a new topic. Well, not a new topic, an old topic. Now, what?
It doesn't matter. The Pasi Biros, the kula was made for a specific
Correct.
With those animals. So how you can learn anything
That's right. That's really what the Gemara is saying. Tani Levi, Mavu Shirach of Esher Mama. If you have a Mavu that's 20 amos big, 20 amos, the opening is 20 amos wide, what do you do? No, it's Kana BeEmtzia. So if a dayo, take a post, a pole, stick it in the center, then I have 10, a post, and 10. Good enough. Hu Tani Lavu Amala, and Alacha Tosa Mishnah. That's not right. That can't be right. Says Rashi, the last Rashi on the page. The Osi Avira the High Gisa, the High Gisa, Umavata Le Lakana. There's too much airspace. So all the airspace is Mavata. You put one little post, that doesn't work. So, Ika the Army Amar Shmuel Mashre the Levi, Ein Halacha Ka'osa Mishnah. That's not true. That's wrong. Ela Hechi Avid, what do you do? If you have a Mavui that's 20 amos wide, how do you close it? Now, obviously, you could build a wall of 10 amos. We're trying to not build a wall of 10 amos. We're trying to think of a different way to do it, right? That's the easiest way to do it. So, Amar Shmuel, Mishmei de Levi, if you don't have pictures for this, it's going to be very difficult. If the article has pictures, good. If not, you're going to be lost. So, Amar Shmuel, Mishmei Levi, Shmuel's first answer is the name of Levi, Ose Pas Gavo Asara, build a wall 10 tvachim tall, Ubmeshech Arba Amos, 4 amos deep into the mavui. It's only the actual mavui is the actual wall now is 4 amos tall. It's 10 amos deep. It's 10 tvachim tall. Sorry, 10 tvachim tall, which is the shear of a mechitza. It's 4 amos deep into the mavui. Now, how wide is it? It doesn't have to be wide at all, right? And the midu la'arko shel mavui. Stick it into the depth into the mavui. Now you still have a 20 amos gap. I only put one little wall there, and that one little...
Isn't
10 tefachim is Malka Patur, but it's 4 amos deep. Now, nothing to do with Malka Patur. The point is...
Okay, but Malka Patur is considered non-existent.
Correct. But by doing this, I've created 2 mavuis now. Because a mavui is 4 amos deep.
Shouldn't it be higher than
10 tefachim? No, I think less than 10 tefachim is a Malka Patur. No, it's only 4 tefachim wide. It's not a Malkam Patur. It's not a Malkam Patur. The thing is, it's 10 tefachim tall, so it's a mechitza. It's 4 amos deep. That's the shear of a mavui. So just now made 2 mavuis. By putting this wall like this in the center, 10 here and 10 here, I have a mavui here and a mavui here. That's what I did. That's what I just created. Right? There's no lechi. I don't have that in here at all. Okay. The point is, I had a bigger, I had a different problem. My problem was this, 20 amos wide, the entrance. Too big. What do? I build a wall like this. I don't have to build a 10 amos wall. I can build a 4 amos wall. I'm a cheap guy. I don't want to spend money on the stone. I got a 4 amos wall. That's all I had to do. Now I made two mavuis. Inami kirabi kid Rav Yehuda, or you could have a different vort. You could do like Rav Yehuda. The guy's a cheapo, so he doesn't want to spend 10 amos on a wall. So what do? He doesn't want to spend a wall of 10 amos. He doesn't want to spend a wall of 4 amos, right? So what do? Or he doesn't want to spend money on stone. He wants to be cheaper. So inami kirabi Yehuda, dam Rav Yehuda, mavuishu rachav chamesh esrei ama. If you have a mavu that's 15 amos wide, which is too big. So marchik shtei amos, put a distance of 2 amos, v'osipas shalosh amos, then make a post, a board of 3 amos. What have I done? I have 10, hit the 3, and then, no, it's not lovehood, it's 2 amos, too big, you can't say lovehood, but the point is, I only have an entrance of 10, and I have another entrance of 2. That's okay. I have 2 entrances now. What?
You could have done that the same way around the middle. And then you've got 4 amos fiber wall in the middle. And then that leaves you with 8 amos on each side.
No, that was 20 amos, that case. Now we lowered it to 15.
Ain't a chanami.
So the Gemara is going to be busy with this. Vamai, I have a cheaper way to do it. Yasipas amu umechsa. Make a board of 1.5 flush with the wall, 1.5. The archik shtei amos, then leave a 2-amma gap. The asip pas amma umechsa, and then another board of 1.5. And then how much opening do I have? 10. 10 opening, 1.5, 2 amos, 1.5. What? 10 and 2, correct. But there's a space in between. There's a board in between. Shma mina, see from here, why didn't we give that Eitzah? You know why we didn't give the Eitzah? Because the problem is, I have 10, a board of 1.5, and an opening of 2. So the 10 and the 2, both sides are greater than 1.5. That's a problem. Both sides are greater than 1.5, that's a problem. You can't have a situation where the airspace on both sides is bigger than what's in the middle. And here you have 10, bigger than 2, bigger than 1.5, and 2 is bigger than 1.5. Shma mina, amud meruba ala paritz, mishtei ruchas lahavi amud. If there's an amud where there's more open space on both sides, on either side, than the middle, you have a problem. So the Gemara says, La'olam e'malach havi amud. Maybe it really is an amud. Maybe it really is. V'shani hacha, here it's different. Da'asi avir da ha'igisa, v'avir da ha'igisa mavatale. The airspace on each side is mavatalit. So in other words, don't tell me, it could be that it's a valid post. It could be it's valid. The problem is you have too much airspace. So how about this one?
So why is it three? Then why is it board of three good?
What board of three?
You had 15 and then 3 and 2.
Because 3 is bigger than 2.
Yeah, but we said that.
No, either side. Either side is bigger. Here only one side's bigger. Right. No, it doesn't mean combined. It doesn't mean that. It means either side is bigger. That's what it means. Either side is bigger. That's what it means. It doesn't mean combined. It doesn't mean that. It can't mean that. Because if that's what it means, then 10 is going to be bigger than whatever you put on the other side. Doesn't mean that. It means either side. V'yase pas amma. How about this one? Have one amma pas, flush with the wall. V'yarchag amma. Leave an amma of space. V'yase pas amma. Then another post. V'yarchag amma. V'yase pas amma. How many boards do I have? Three. How many spaces in the middle? Two. So, one, space, then you have a wrong picture. Amma of board. Then I have 10 tvachim. Now, the open spaces are not bigger than the boards, they're the same size. It's also no good. Omed beruba, omed kiparitz, usser. If they're the exact same size, it's also usser. Has to be bigger. Mutter. Really, maybe it's mutter. Yeah, the answer is because it's too much airspace on both sides. On both sides, it's greater than the board, and therefore you have problems. How about this one? V'yarchik ama, so leave an ama of space. V'yase pas ama umechsa, get a board of 1.5. V'yarchik ama, leave 1 ama of space. V'yase pas ama umechsa. And then get a board of 1.5. So the space in the middle is less than the boards. Why don't you do that? The answer is, you could have done that. For kula halo, chukur rabbanan. Make you crazy? Have boards and different spaces. I told you an easy thing. Just put up one space and one board. There's a space of 2 and a board of 3. You want to cut down the boards at the different sizes. Why make yourself crazy like that? You could do it. No, why make yourself nuts? Now, v'leichosh, let's be afraid. Dilma shavak pischa rabba v'ayal pischa zuta. Now, what do we have? We have an opening of 2 amos, a board of 3, and an opening of 10. So maybe people will use the opening of 2 amos. Which the opening of Yimam is showing it's not lovud, but it's like lovud. Right? Since it's 3, more than 2, it's like almost like it's closed up. But if people walk in there to entranceway, then it's not closed up. Whether it's halachically closed or fake closed, or we're just going to view it as closed. But if people are walking into that entrance, it's open. It's an open entrance.
Abandon the 10 and go up to 2. I'd rather go up to 10.
So that's the Gemara's answer. Amr v'adar masna chazaka. It's a chazaka. Ain't amr b'neach pesach gadol v'nechas teches katan. No one's going to do that. Why is someone going to go through the tiny hole entrance and then go through the big entrance? So one second. A few days ago. Ah, umayishna midrav amr v'asi. We had this once. Remember we said if the wall is breached, the side wall is breached, and we said it's breached, it could be up to 10 amas a breach because otherwise it's an entrance. And over there, people were going to use the entrance. And we didn't. No one had a problem with that. And the answer is, because Hassam over there, Kamamai Bahilucha, over there it was a shortcut. So people will use a shortcut. Hacha lo Kamamai Bahilucha, here's not a shortcut. It's not a shortcut. The entrance here, the entrance here. How am I going to go? It's not a shortcut. And therefore no one's going to use it because it's too small. Okay. Now, we're talking about a situation where you have, like this entrance was too big, so we have to close it up. How did we close it? We closed it by having an opening of 2 amos, a board of 3 amos, that's 5, and then the opening is 10. And we closed it. Now, so what? Why? Because the board was greater than the opening. Right? The opening was 2, and the board was 3. Now we're going to have the same exact case when it comes to Tumah on some kind of toilet seat. And the toilet seat, that's what an asla is. Tanan Hassam, it's not a Mishnah, it's a Tosefta that says like this. Or ha'asla, the leather on top of an asla. Do they have a picture of it in the picture book? Okay, good. So it's like a leather covering on the toilet seat, and there's tumah underneath, so does it make an ohel? Well, the asla is not, it's not a piece of leather covering. No, it's strips of leather with an opening in the center. Strips of leather covering the seat, and there's an opening. So now what's the opening and what's the leather? So, the chalal shalo mitzdarfin betefach. The shear is a tefach, and it has to be a tefach, and the opening also can combine to the tefach if the leather is more than the opening. And it'll be omeid meruba ala parts. There's more leather than opening. So, my or asla, what is this? What is this? What is this? Amar rabba bar bar chana, amar b'yochanan, or kisa shel beis hakise. It's the covering over a beis hakise. The kama, how big can the gap be? So, ki aser of dini omar, etzba'ayim mikan, 2 fingers on one side, the etzba'ayim mikan, 2 fingers on the other side, the etzba'ayim revach be'emsa, and 2 fingers of an opening in the center. So I have 2, 2, and in the center also 2. Ki asa ravin amar, no. Etzpa umechza mikan, the etzpa umechza mikan, 1.5, 1.5, the etzpa revach be'emsa. But in the middle has to be 1, because the 2 sides have to be bigger, right? Amalei abayler of dimi, mi pligisu, are they arguing? Amalei, lo, they're not arguing. Ha beravrasa, ha bezutrasa. It depends. Is it a larger toilet or a small toilet? If it's a larger toilet, the shear is going to be 2, 2, and 2. And if it's a small one, it's going to be 1.5, 1, and 1.5. Now, to me, it sounds like they're arguing. Because he specifically gave you a case where the middle one is, the opening is less than the 2 sides. So Abaye also thought that. V'lo palginan, but they're not arguing. Amalei li'i palgisu. Of course they're arguing. Uba omeid meruba ala parts mishtei ruchos palgisu. And they're arguing about this very case. Do both sides of the covering, of the closure, have to be bigger than the... It doesn't mean both sides. It means either side. It means either side. Either side has to be bigger than the opening. Lididach have omeid. According to you, either side is good enough to make a closure. L'Ravin, on Ravin said no. Miruach achas havi amud, mishtei ruchos lo havi amud. All you need is 1 side, you don't need either side. You don't need both sides. Therefore, according to him, 1.5 is more than 1. That's all you need. Ditzal gadadach lo poligithu, because if they're not arguing, then why would they give different cases? L'Ravin, hachi iboyele, remember. Here's what he should have said. Etzba v'shlish mikan, 1.3, Etzba v'shlish mikan, one and a third on the other side, v'etzba shlish revach b'emsa, and one and a third in the middle. Give the same shear. What do you want to tell me? That it's a smaller toilet? Good! Small toilet, small shear. Give me the size of the shear. Give me the same shear. One and a third, one and a third, one and a third. He said two, two, two. He said, no, one and a half, and one. By the fact he gave different numbers, obviously he was arguing. Right? Obviously he was arguing. What are they arguing about? Do you need one side to be bigger than the whole? Or both sides have to be bigger than the whole? If you hold two, 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 you hold both sides have to be bigger than the whole. Right? Because two and two is the same size. If you hold one and a half, and one, either side can be bigger than the whole. One and a half is bigger than one. Because they don't hold like that. I don't know why not.
I'm saying, why if you have one and a half, one and a half, one, what are you saying that one side has to be bigger than the whole? Both sides are bigger than the whole.
But you only one, but only one side, you only need one side. One and a half is bigger than one. Exactly. You don't need a combination of both sides. Right, not a combination. One side's bigger, good enough. One side's good enough.
Why are you giving the measurement of the third side at all?
Because just telling you the size of the covering. Right. That's what he's saying. Oh, they weren't arguing. He was talking about a big toilet with six fingers across. He was talking about a small one, which had less, four and a half or something. So then why would he give a number like that? Obviously, he's arguing, right? Elamai, rather, padlinan. Elamai, palginan. You want to tell us what we're arguing? Lididi, hachi, boy, lilamemar. Here's what I should have said. Etzba, shnei, shlishim, mikan. In etzba, and two-thirds on one side. Etzba shnei shlishim mikan, and one and two thirds on the other side. The etzba ayim shnei shlishim revach b'emsa, and the hole's bigger than either side. That's what I should have said. Elo igal emer de palginan. But what are they arguing about? The parutz b'omed palginan. They're arguing about this case of parutz if it's exactly the same size. That's the amachlokas. If it's exactly the same size. If it's exactly the same size, one held it's good, one held it's not good. Okay? That ends this Gemara. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up by the two dots tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.